St. Michael's Choir School will be presenting its 52nd annual Massey Hall Christmas concert this Saturday and Sunday, December 3rd and 4th at 3 p.m. And to celebrate the school's 80th anniversary, Mike, the choirs will present part one of Handel's sacred oratorio, Messiah, with full orchestra. How cool is that?
That's amazing, because I don't, have they ever done it before?
Well, let's find out. We're going to find
out. Let's find out, shall we?
Very good introduction. With me to talk about it is one of their four conductors for this concert, Peter Mann. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, June.
Peter and I sang beside each other in the Talis Choir.
This is all what you were telling me.
And he has
just a few years ago, though.
Peter
right?
has the most beautiful voice, beautiful countertenor. So it was such a treat to blend with your voice.
Oh, I love singing with you too.
Oh, isn't that
okay?
Nice?
I'm gonna leave the room.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
You guys have at it.
Now, so this is the first time that the
yes, yeah,
real. I can't believe that.
It's never really been part of the choir school's wheelhouse to do that kind of repertoire.
Right.
But we thought we'd do it. It's a special occasion, and it stretches the boys a bit. And they're really pumped about it.
Is it
because everybody else and their brother does a version of Messiah?
Well, partly. I mean, that's the chamber choir that Gene and I sang in. I think they've only done Messiah once, and one of the reasons we haven't gone back to it is because everybody else does it.
Yes.
Because you guys left.
Probably, yeah.
Right. Well, there's that, Peter. There's
actually,
that.
I conduct it.
But, there you go.
But the one thing that's different about our performance, of course, on Saturday is this one features boys, which you don't get to hear.
That's right. I should qualify and say that this is an all-male choir.
That's right.
My goodness. And how many singers?
We will have for the Messiah in the first half, 160.
Isn't that incredible?
Good Lord.
And for the second half?
Second half will feature other parts of the school, like the junior choir, our elementary choir, our tenor bass choir, which is the older boys of the school, and the alumni choir.
Wow, so five choirs in total.
Plus the mass choir, everybody
the
together.
Alumni choir?
Yes.
Wow, how big is that?
I think it ranges between about a dozen and two dozen. And it features guys who've been at the school, I think the oldest, probably 50 years ago.
That is incredible.
Goes back a while.
Isn't that wonderful for them to have that opportunity to do that?
It is lovely. And one of my favorite memories of one of these shows was watching the elementary choir walk past the alumni one year.
Oh,
and the elementaries are all the ones in grade 3 and 4.
Yes.
And as they went by, they're all high-fiving.
Oh.
And so you get these guys who were there for 10, 12 years and have been away for decades. They've all had this common experience.
And what a wonderful experience that would be for those kids. And everybody that goes to St. Michael's, of course, choir school, has to sing and they have to audition to get in, correct?
That's right.
Right.
And before I took on my current job, one of my duties was to visit about 50 schools in the Catholic school system to listen to all the boys in grades 2 and 3 sing O Canada.
No kidding. That would require an awful lot of energy on your part.
It did. It took
an awful lot of patience.
Come on. I know the words. I can do it from heart.
Now, just how many Messiahs have you done?
About 300.
Right. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Now, Handel wrote this for alto, though, right? Female voice?
Actually, he's...
Were you going to spar about that, you and me?
No, we don't have to. No.
Actually, what?
No, go ahead.
He wrote various arias for different people.
Okay.
Let's see. He Was Despised, he wrote for a contralto named Mrs. Cibber.
Right.
Who was primarily known as an actress. Uh-huh. And you know, of course, that one requires so much emotion that he knew what he was getting into.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, and then, but the, what's the first one? But Who May Abide?
But Who May
Abide. He wrote for an Italian castrato who happened to be passing through England at the time.
And it makes so much sense because that's a killer aria. And very, very low and lots of runs in it.
Yeah. I love saying that.
How do you go about, because obviously the choir for this is, as you say, you know, over, you know, 150. How do you get, are the little kids, I don't know if they're singing in the Messiah, but the younger people singing in Messiah, how do you... They must be overawed by this because this is like the yearly summit.
Well,
you know what I mean?
But yeah,
they
yeah,
must be intimidated yeah. by it a little bit.
Not a bit, in fact.
No?
One of the things that we've done this year is to add boys from grades 5 and 6 to the senior choir. These are boys who were 10 and 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
When they heard they were going to get a chance to sing with the senior choir and to do Handel's Messiah, they were just overjoyed.
That's great.
They went out and learned all the music on their own because they had to audition. We could only take about, I think I've got 14 of them, but over 30 auditioned. And they learned that music, and then they came, and each one sang individually. And we see it in the rehearsals now. We've been rehearsing this since the mid-October.
Yeah.
And the junior boys are extremely keen. They're the ones who sit on the edge of their seats and are ready to go every time we are ready to sing.
So. And you're also a vocal instructor as well.
So. That's right, yeah.
And what a difference it must be to be conducting the young kids and the seniors.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. I get a lot of enjoyment out of working with them. And in fact, I had an experience over the weekend with my chamber choir. I had about a dozen of the senior boys come to join us because we did a performance of the Talos 40-part motet. And they were able to join us and fill out the ranks for
Fantastic.
Us. And it was a great experience for them. I mean, I didn't get to do anything like that until I was in my 30s.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty cool. What's on the second half of the program?
Second half of the program will feature lighter fare, familiar carols, and Christmas songs. We'll have all the different other groups in the school will be part of the second half of the program. As I say, we've got the serious stuff in the first half, which was just Handel's Messiah.
Then you get to have some fun.
Then we lighten up.
And just an aside here, Peter has 6 children, all of whom sing.
That's like having like six kids playing hockey. You must be like running around everywhere dropping them
off.
We
were, not anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And you were telling me that two of your kids are professional performers in London, England.
That's right. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So
I
it runs
love
in
that.
The family.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
his wife,
I met my wife.
Yeah. Soprano.
Yeah.
She was in the Talos Choir too.
That's
and she's
right. And of course you sang together in the Festival Singers.
That oh my goodness gracious.
Good okay, yeah. now we're talking.
Boy, Mike, I was 18 when I
that was just
went into,
what, 3 years ago.
That's
right?
Exactly
that's
right.
It. That's it. Yeah.
I just love it. Well, Peter, I want to thank you so much for coming in. It's wonderful kind of walking down memory lane with you.
Yeah, it's been my pleasure.
And also to find out what you're doing now, and you so deserve to be in there full time conducting that senior choir. I'm all for it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jean.
We've been speaking with Mike. Peter Mann, who is one of 4 conductors who will be conducting the St. Michael's Choir School. The concert is this Saturday and Sunday, December 3rd and 4th at 3 p.m. For tickets, you can call 416-872-4255 or go to masseyhall.com. Thanks.